Hello again, and welcome to All You Ever Wanted to Know. I'm Scott Fitzsimmons, and it was just 2 weeks ago that this tragic bus crash has affected so many people, but one of the people that it affected right at the ground floor level was Sean Brando, the chaplain for the Humboldt Broncos, and we wanted to bring him on here today to talk to him, see how we can come on board, see how he's doing, because so much has gone on in the last 2 weeks. Sean, thank you so much for spending some time to be with us today.
Yeah, sure, no problem.
Now, I know that you picked this, obviously, to be a part of the chaplain as the Humboldt Broncos, but obviously you'd never pick something like this to be a part of. Obviously, it's been quite tragic on so many different levels, but how are you doing going through this? Because obviously you've got a different role than some people, but you're also, you've lost friends. You've lost some great hockey players, some great friends, some coaches. Alongside of all of this, I'm sure you're struggling with this as well. Tell us how we can come on board to help you in a time like this when it comes to the prayers that we can lay out for you.
Boy, oh boy, I mean, it's the reality is we're not really going to know how we need prayer until maybe another week or two when things are really quiet for a while. And so it's a tough question to answer right now. Some people are dealing at different stages of grief. Some are angry and looking for answers, and other people are, just still really, really grieving and feeling just a sense of loss. I mean, be praying for our community in that way, that bitterness wouldn't creep in, and maybe just for healing in that way. But also, I guess that the Lord would continue to speak words of comfort in our community here, and through the different churches, through the different individuals that are involved that have a relationship with Christ here, that we would be able to speak that hope that we have and that we have an answer for. So,
well, I know that the whole community kind of came together from Nipawin, from Humboldt, when it came to the churches. You did have quite a bit of support in that, didn't you?
Yeah, it's been pretty neat, you know. Even just in Nipawin that night, it was a church that everyone rallied to, and I think that's so fitting, you know, as a lighthouse and as a beacon of, and as a foundation, I guess, not the church necessarily, but who we represent, and I think that was a very fitting thing, and I've been very thankful that the church has stepped up, I guess, in that way to try to be a blessing to those who are affected here.
Well, I know you impacted a lot of people in Humboldt, but you've impacted people around the world. You got a chance to speak for the vigil, and I know that you impacted a lot of people in so many different ways, whether you were a believer or non-believer, because of the exposure it got. But we just want to thank you for the words that you chose, because it was very fitting for so many people, so true, honest. And I think that's one of the things that people are looking for sometimes, and this is honesty, isn't it?
Mm. Yeah, I don't know anything different. For me, it was just where I was at with the Lord, and I just had nothing else to give other than where I was at with God and what God had been speaking to me. And so I guess I do count it as a very solemn privilege, and I'm thankful that I've been able to walk with God through this myself, and I guess in that way been allowed to have the privilege to help shepherd other people in that way too. So.
Oh, that's great. Well, I know that we appreciate you, and I know us being a Christian radio station, I've got different connections we've got with different people, and my thought through all of this after seeing you speak was that how can we come on board with Sean Brando? And so the best way I knew how, I didn't feel like, you know, another big fundraiser was needed. I didn't think that we needed to try and do something like that, but I wanted to talk to the people that maybe understand you and your situation best. So we talked to the Yorkton Ministerial, and we've got Karen Stefko with us here right now. Karen, I brought this to you because we wanted to see, you know, you as pastors in this community have been in this aspect a little bit closer than, you know, maybe I have or other people have, and we wanted to see how we could bless Sean, and We asked if the ministerial would come on board, and you guys, you've done an incredible job, and we just want to say thank you, but wanted to have you present to Sean what we've got for him today.
Well, Scott spoke with me last week, and we had already been praying for you, Sean, and for all the people in Humboldt. I have many colleagues across the province, and this tragedy has touched so many people, but it's touched so many first responders and so many clergy. But especially when I watched you preach on the vigil, it had really been on my heart to continue to pray for you as you minister, but also as you grieve. And so we decided to, as a ministerial association, make a donation toward a retreat for you. And
I've got some connections through Focus on the Family's got this organization called Careth Retreats. And talking with them, we've got actually Sam Dirksen from Careth Retreats on the phone with us right now. But this is an organization that they offer retreats for pastors. And when I mentioned the idea, I said, I'm not sure how much is going to come in. I'm not sure what we're going to be able to do in such a short period of time. But we wanted to do something for you, Sean. And so they have come on board and said that whatever shortfalls there are, they're going to cover off to make sure that that you and your wife can come for a week of a retreat at Careth Pines, just east of Winnipeg, because we just felt like this is an organization I've seen and heard the different ways that they've given people in ministry an opportunity to come refresh themselves, be ministered to themselves. And so we wanted to make a presentation for you today that that this is there for you to take. And you've got a choice of when you can use it. But Sam Dirksen, are you there?
Yes.
Sam, just tell us a little bit about what the retreat is real quickly for Sean.
Okay, you know, we've got a ministry leaders retreat here in East Braintree. It's a place to stop and be intentional about resting, replenishing, and re-engaging in ministry. And so we're here to serve those that are serving others. And so we just bring pastors in here so that we can be allowed to serve and minister to them. It's a beautiful place, a seven-day retreat. And we have teachings in the morning, some private conversations with each couple during the week. And it's a beautiful place. Plenty of time to walk the trails there. And we just talked about embracing our humanness, recognizing our limitations, and leaning on the Lord for the strength to go on.
So, again, I know that you've got lots on the go, Sean, and we're going to continue talking to Sam after this. But, you know, we'll keep in touch with you, Sean. We just want to say thank you again for what you've done. You've touched so many people's hearts, and this, we felt, was just one way that we could help you while you're being there for others. So again, thank you for that. And again, if we, we'll keep in touch, we'll contact you. We'll let you go and do your things, because I know you still got a lot on your plate right now with all of this. But again, we just want to say thank you.
Well, thank you so much for all of you, for the community there, and for Sam, and for all you guys are doing and praying. I think it's unmeasurable. I think the amount of prayer support and so on. And my wife and I were talking, it's just almost a little terrified what happens if people stop praying here. And and so it's continue to do that, and I continue to pray for our community, and we sure appreciate the support there. Thank you.
Well, we definitely will be continuing to pray for you, Sean, and for the community of Humboldt, for all the people across this province and even this nation that have been so affected and touched by this tragedy.
Yeah, we're certainly praying here at Focus, and Pauline, myself, praying for you guys, the team, for the families, everyone who's involved here in our prayers.
Thank you so much.
Well, thank you again for being here today, for taking the time. We're going to take a commercial break. We'll come back and talk a little bit more with Sam Dirksen from Careth Pines as a part of Careth Retreats, as a part of Focus on the Family Canada, when we return right after this on All You Ever Wanted to Know. We're back here on All You Ever Wanted to Know. I'm Scott Fitzsimmons here with Karen Stepko from the Yorkton Ministerial, as well as Sam Dirksen. And, you know, what was it about Sean and this organization, this whole idea that made the ministerial want to get a part of it? Because, you know, you guys came on board quickly, and I think that it shows a lot of support of a way a bunch of pastors can come together and support another pastor.
Well, I mean, definitely it touched me on a personal level. Mm-hmm. I I had a large funeral about a year and a half ago for Jordan Stoll in this community, and just the magnitude of people who came out to that. I think we had about 1,400 at the funeral service. And that accident was tragic as well, two fatalities, one very serious injury. But when you think of something on this scale, where there are so many injuries and fatalities, and that Sean would have known those people well, and he came upon the scene of the accident, and then within 48 hours was on national television preaching for all of Canada. And I had so many people say to me, talk to me about the power of the message that he gave. But then knowing so many colleagues in Humboldt, I have a colleague in Strasbourg as well, who did a prayer vigil for Mark Cross, who passed away in the accident. And I guess all of us can see ourselves thinking, what if I was in that situation? And even ministering to people locally, who have been affected by this, even, you know, who have friends of friends who have been affected, even people who just rode that bus as a hockey player or as a mom or dad, and they can think, what if, you know, this happens? It's so hard for people to absorb this kind of tragedy, and you are kind of always giving to them. But it's so easy in those situations to find yourself kind of almost running out of gas in the tank, right? And it's so important as a minister to accept care also, and to heal physically, emotionally, spiritually, so that you can continue to care for and minister to others, right? And to remember that you also need to lean on Christ, right? Christ strengthens you to walk those long hours with people and have those tearful conversations. And so we just, that was our small way of, in addition to praying for Sean and the community, to try to help and enable him to take that, right? Sometimes you feel like you can't take a take that time until you care for others, but that time's essential to be able to care for others.
Well, and Sam Dirksen, I know that I was super encouraged to hear the response from Careth Retreats coming on board with something like this, because again, I've had a chance to talk to different people about the way that this this organization works, and so it was pretty cool. That was the first thing that came to my mind when I thought about, you know, how can we do something for a pastor that needs refreshing? Well, Focused on the Family Canada runs this organization, Careth Retreats. And tell us again what it is about this situation that that you felt so important to be a part of.
Well, you know, it seems that as ministers, we're helping and we're giving, and sometimes we forget to replenish, and we get tired as well and exhausted, and we think, well, we got to help one more person, and maybe we do. At the same time, I really think it's important to recognize that we are human, we have limitations, and that we need to be restored. We need to maybe even recalibrate, recognize what our calling is, and continue on serving. And I just really think it's great that the Yorkton Ministerial has done this. It's fantastic. So we talk about being emotionally and spiritually and physically healthy so that we can continue to help others. You know, the scriptures, you know, they talk about us, you know, above all else, guard your hearts, for it's the wellspring of life, right? And these things can definitely affect us in our hearts and our journeys. And, you know, we're not created to journey this alone. We need God and we need others. And so we talk about this as being a place of caring for the soul. You know, we care for others. And, you know, it's just good to recognize that we also need care, and that there are places that can supply that care for us and bless us as we do others.
Well, again, we're excited to hear, you know, obviously more about the organization. We actually will be talking on Tuesday as well about this. But, you know, when it comes to it, if people want to find out more about Careth Retreats, how can they do that?
They can either go on the internet and check out carethretreats.ca. It's K-E-R-I-T-H, retreats.ca. And we're after 1 Kings 17, where Elijah's taken care of. And we also have, you can call at 1-800-661-9800.
Wonderful. Well, I know that there's so much to learn about it. Where is the one in Manitoba is located, just east of Winnipeg?
Yeah, it's in East Braintree, Manitoba. It's about 1 hour east on the number one highway, about an hour and a half from the airport. And then you'd be landing up at the retreat center. The retreat center, by the way,
was someone's vision who thought pastoral people needed help, and so they created a place for us to do this. So we're very grateful.
That's incredible. It's just wonderful. And I know that I've had such an appreciation for my own pastors and seeing the way that different people in this community have taken care of the people in Yorkton and area. And we're just very excited that there is a place that people can go to refresh their pastors and do things like that. So, again, thank you, Sam, for talking with us today. Anything else you wanted to share before we go?
You know, I'm just so grateful that Sean was there, others are there. Grateful for that ministerial, for you guys looking out for each other and continuing on to do the Lord's work in different places. And we have something to offer, and that is to care and to protect our hearts so that we can serve others in the name of the Lord.
Wonderful. Thanks again, Sam, for spending time with us today, and look forward to talking to you again sometime.
You bet. Thank you very much, Scott.
Thanks so much. And again, thank you, Karen, for being here to represent the ministerially. I know that you guys do an incredible job, and we're really appreciative for who you are and for what you're doing in this community as well.
Well, thank you so much for this opportunity to speak today, Scott, and to be a part of blessing another minister.
Anytime. Yeah. We love to come on board. So, you know, it's part of us, what we can do. I know everybody feels like we want to be able to try and do something in this situation. And so we're feel it's a pleasure to be a part of this as well. So thanks again for being here. Thanks to Sean for talking with us, and I look forward to talking to you again sometime.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Thank you. This has been All You Ever Wanted to Know. Coming up next, it is the All Request Lunch. Have yourself a wonderful day and be blessed.